Penguin Random House Audio presents The Glass Universe, How the Ladies of the Harvard Observatory Took the Measure of the Stars, by Deva Sobel. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. Preface. A little piece of heaven. That was one way to look at the sheet of glass propped up in front of her. It measured about the same dimensions as a picture frame, 8 inches by 10, and no thicker than a window pane. It was coated on one side with a fine layer of photographic emulsion, which now held several thousand stars fixed in place, like tiny insects trapped in amber. One of the men had stood outside all night, guiding the telescope to capture this image, along with another dozen in the pile of glass plates that awaited her when she reached the observatory at 9 a.m. Warm and dry indoors in her long woolen dress, she threaded her way among the stars. She ascertained their positions on the dome of the sky, gauged their relative brightness, studied their light for changes over time, extracted clues to their chemical content, and occasionally made a discovery that got touted in the press. Seated all around her, another 20 women did the same. The unique employment opportunity that the Harvard Observatory afforded ladies, beginning in the late 19th century, was unusual for a scientific institution, and perhaps even more so in the male bastion of Harvard University. However, the director's far-sighted hiring practices, coupled with his commitment to systematically photographing the night sky over a period of decades,